It's a simon that we should do everything l'shem shemayim. Says the Meshulchan Aruch, the person cannot learn without sleeping in the afternoon, then he should sleep in the afternoon. Says the Ramah, we do not make a second Elokai Neshama for sleep in the middle of the day, because that was only made when we get back on the Shabbat in the morning, and we do it once a day. Yeshayimim, says the Ramah, Sheyikra Koidim Sheyishan Vinoyim. Then, if he goes to sleep, he should say Vinoyim, protection from Mazikim. Lamaisa, Mishabru says, Labush says, we're not knowing to say this Vinoyim, taking a nap in the afternoon. It is the Machab, Uvivad Shiloyach Bo. One should not sleep too much in the daytime. Shosalishan Vinoyim. One should not sleep, if it is not necessary, in the daytime more than 60 nishmi. There are many shitas about how much this is. Like we saw before, that if you need it, you sleep in the daytime. If you don't need it, even a small amount, you shouldn't sleep in the afternoon just for pleasure. So that he should strengthen himself, so that he should be able to be Yehovah Hashem. When a person has any type of Hanoah in this world, even though it's very hard not to have any type of for Hanoah, but at least we should also think about that this item I am doing can give me strength for Avodah Zarah. Anything you do should be Hashem Shemayim. Also, the flavor also can be the Shem Shemayim. To appreciate the delicious flavor that Hashem gave him. Everything should do should be the Shem Shemayim. Should feel dvam shel reshus. Even things that you're not required to do. Kegoyin, for example, achila b'shtia, eating and drinking, alicha yeshiva, walking and sitting, akima and getting up, atashmish, matzah relations, vasicha, conversation, chol zarchi gufa, all the things you need for your guf, yekulam, lavayiz v'racha. It should all be for Avodah Hashem, or to bring it to a state that you can be Avodah Hashem. Shafilo tzomei v'rayev, even if he's thirsty and hungry, ochel v'shasalan osay, eidem v'shubach, just eating for his pleasure, it is not so worthy of praise. El yiskam v'shubayichon v'yishtev v'chayusay, when he eats and drinks, he should do it for his health. Lavin is baby, so they should be able to Avodah Hashem. V'chein afilo, leisha v'seid yishom, v'lavin, v'mokim tzadikim, v'leilech, v'atzit tzmimin. Even to sit together with righteous people and stand with tzadikim, to go with also honest people, tzadikim. Imos, v'ano is atzmai, l'hashlim, chepse, v'tav v'osay, yenim v'shulach. He wants to feel good, huh? I'm a tzaddik also, I'm always hanging out with tzaddikim. That's also not considered something worthy of praise. Elim kin, oh, he's l'shem shemayim. He's l'shem shemayim because he really wants to learn from the ways. He wants to have a shaykhus from them. Kin shchiva, when he's laying down. Ein tzach lom yishim zman shiyoch alas v'toyr v'mitzvahs l'izgara b'sheyna l'ana gatmo. Surely when a person can be involved in Torah and mitzvahs, he shouldn't just sleep for his pleasure. El afil v'zman shiyogeya v'tzach lishan, even when he's knocked out, so he's entitled to sleep down, to rest himself from being tired. It's also not worthy of praise, a person who does it just for the pleasure at that point of time. He should think, I'm going to sleep and resting up for my health, so that he should not get all confused and frustrated in his learning because he's not sleeping enough. Matters of relations also. Even when he's making the mitzvah, like the Torah says, also that's also not considered a proper thing to do just for your pleasure. Even if he's doing it so they should have children that should serve him, he is also not worthy of praise. He's involved in himself. That's not so praiseworthy. He should have children so that he should be mamshich, the next generation. Or to do for his wife what he has to do to his wife. V'chein b'sicha, when he's conversing with people, afilu l'safu b'divrei chochma, tzach shigia kavanasa l'avayis boir. When he's talking about chochma, he should also have his kavana for avayis Hashem, and maybe the day of Igdosa. They say that somebody sat next to a chochem, and this person who was talking thought he was a chochem. So he asked the chochem, is there any tvar chochma that you could teach me? And the chochem answered him, yes, you shut your mouth. In chochma, the person has to know when to say and when not to say. Klal shel davar chai v'adam losim einel v'libo al tvochav. The person has to pay attention to all the maising he's doing. V'lishko kol maising v'mozne sichloi. He should weigh it with the scale of his seichel. Ukisheraya davar sheyavideh v'izbarach yaseyu. Someone that can bring him to a higher level of Avodah Hashem, do it. If not, don't do it. Mishanoyaken, oyven is bayre tamid. So basically, a Jewish person is supposed to be Ovid Hashem 24/7. No matter what he's doing. If he's in the base medrash, he's at work, he's at home with his friends. It's always Avodah Hashem. And the way you make it Avodah Hashem is, pay attention, am I doing this the way Hashem wants? Is it being mechazik me to be Ovid Hashem or not?